North Korean believers launch a prayer campaign as missiles fly. A children's ministry launches a pilot graduate program in Russia. And a radio ministry cultivates its future in Indonesia. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. As missiles fly over North Korea, Christians are praying for their beleaguered nation. Spokesman for Open Doors USA Jerry Dykstra says even though North Korea is focused on the international community, Christians face even more danger. The spread of Christianity is one of the greatest fears of North Korean leader Kim Jong-il.
He feels that the fall of Eastern Europe, the fall of communism, was caused by Christians, and he feels that this could also happen in North Korea. That's why there's this increase in surveillance of house churches and Christians.
Despite the threats, North Korean church leaders have started a prayer campaign.
They're praying that they can evangelize inside North Korea, and they really feel that there is something going to happen in North Korea, maybe the fall of the current regime. And they got to be ready.
Some believe society is unstable, and now is the time for Christians to pray. They're asking you to stand with them in prayer. Next, Russia has over 700,000 orphans. A Russian orphan ages out of the system at 15 or 16. They're usually sent back to the streets, scared to death. Orphan Outreach's Amy Norton says,
they generally end up in crime, certainly on the street, desperate for some way to make a living.
Norton says they're simply not equipped for adult life.
They just have little chance for a successful opportunity to start a family, to be able to get a job, to be able to even have food. Our sense of urgency for these kids is to be able to get a Christian social worker who would walk alongside them, support them, and help them with that transition.
Orphan Outreach has launched a transition program at an orphanage in the Leningrad region. They're helping 12 graduates, but more importantly, it's about the hope of Christ.
We really need to provide that continued support after they leave, and that's where the church body there in Russia is going to be so important to come alongside them.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Torrential rains over several days have inundated large parts of Haiti. The flooding made travel difficult. For Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart says they're waiting for construction materials and food to clear customs, but the delivery to their mountainside headquarters presents a problem.
We've got three containers that are sitting on the wharf, and when they're freed up, we'll need to get all of that food up the mountain to the headquarters. There are just a lot of ways in the ministry where we need our own transportation because it's getting almost impossible to find a truck to rent down there.
She says a new truck will help with construction projects for the homeless.
When we're building homes for people or when we're helping repair homes that have been damaged in storms, then we're hauling lumber, we're hauling cement, we're hauling gravel.
You can help provide a truck to reach Haiti with the gospel. Meanwhile, in Indonesia alone, Far East Broadcasting Company wants 8 more AM/FM radio stations by the year 2013. Their strategic Christian training academy there has sent out 700 students so far equipped to meet that goal and share the gospel effectively via radio. Indonesia's number of believers is rising, but training is slowed for lack of funds. FEBC also helps students create networks for future jobs. Pray they'll receive the funding they need so the work of the gospel can take off full force again. And finally, the Liberia Now team with Sammy Tippett Ministries is looking to restore hope in Liberia. The team traveled to Liberia hoping to transform a community with spiritual, economic, educational, and social help. While there, they repaired wells, held a week-long children's camp, and had community movie nights to teach spiritual truths. To donate to the team as they restore hope in Liberia or to sponsor a Liberian child, go to our website for information. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a gift of any amount, MNN's making available the new book, Breakthrough, The Return of Hope to the Middle East by Tom Doyle of E3 Partners. It's a book that tells firsthand accounts of Muslims and Jews who are giving their lives to Christ despite the hate, killing, tension, and violence. Get Breakthrough at 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.